We're reading from Taz, first volume, page Kuf Gimel, 103 in the Hebrew text, letter 103, the words of the RE above. Letter 3. You can ask questions at cup.tv. We're in item 90. We're going to begin with the words of the RE up above. So he says here, through the force of the striking of the light in the Masach, the light goes back up as a returning light that clothes the upper light up to the point that is called the Olam Atzilut, meaning below the world of Atzilut there is the Kav of Ensof does not reach. So letter 3, then Or Ensof that expands up there struck that Masach by the power of the Haka'ah, the striking of the descent, it struck it, and returned upward as Or Chozer, returning light, to its place. Then Olam Atzilut was completed in its Kelim, and Or Ein Sof clothed them once more as Atzmut. Thus, to the place where Or Ein Sof reaches by this manner, it is called Olam Atzilut, because it is the Or itself, but after its hithavut, its creation. So we are in item 90 that has to do with the measure of light of Or that should have been accepted in Malchut. That measure of Or that should have been accepted in Malchut, which he did not receive due to the detainment of the Masach, that entire measure rose back up and clothed all three bechinot of the Or Elyon up to Chochmah. This is regarded as the place of that Or Chozer. This is the meaning of the words of the Rav, returned upward as Or Chozer to its place. Meaning, where is it coming from? In that intensity of the direct light. Similarly, it returns it, repels it as returning light. So please continue. Item 100 explaining, says, that is because the ascent of the Or Chozer and its clothing of the Or Elyon from above downward make the Kelim from the Or Elyon.
Meaning the desire to receive no longer it restrict itself from receiving, it must also be the bestower by its desire to receive. So that all the intensity of the desire to receive that is in him, inside the desire, it converts it to in order to bestow. And by that, he gets up to the degree of Chochmah. Meaning, as a matter of fact, he bestow in all its capacity, yes.
Adam 200 explains, and then the Ein Sof returned to clothe them in the meaning of Atzmut, essence. Meaning, after the Or Chozer, reflected light, rose back up, Or Ein Sof clothed this Or Chozer as Atzmut, as essence, that is clothed in the Kelim.
Again?
After the Or Chozer rose back up, after the Or Chozer rose back up, Or Ein Sof clothed this Or Chozer as Atzmut, as essence, that is clothed in the Kelim.
Wait, yes?
Umri from Arava is asking, what is the meaning of the essence clothed in the Kelim?
Atzmut, essence, is the direct light that expands in the Kelim called Or Chozer. A desire to receive isn't called the Kli. Kli called what is intended to receive the light. The desire to receive is intended to receive the light. After the restriction, only Or Chozer, returning light, is the Kli. Hence, Atzmut, the essence, clothed in the Kelim, and the Or Yashar, direct light, clothed in Or Chozer, returning light. To the extent that you want to bestow, the bestower is revealed. Please.
Adam 300. Thus to the place where Or and Sof reaches. Meaning up to the Masach in Kli Malchut, because the Masach pushed it back and did not let it expand further.
Mm-hmm. Meaning to the extent that the world of Atzilut expand, well, up to the Parsa, as we say. Why? Because there the Kelim already finish. Mm-hmm.
Adam 400 explains because the light itself is the Or itself, but after it's it Abut. He wishes to say that the force of detainment in the Masach did not act on the Sefirot of Atzilut above Malchut at all, but only from Malchut downwards. That is why Or and Sof expands down to the Masach in Malchut as Atzilut, without any detainment. However, Or and Sof that glitters and passes through the Masach downwards is greatly diminished because of this, and its essence is no longer regarded as Or and Sof.
What was that about? Because the light itself is only after its departure. He wants to say that the force of detention, the Masach, didn't act at all about the Sefer Vatzilut, rather only for Malchut and below, meaning below Atzilut. So the light of Ein Sof expands down to the Masach in Malchut de Atzilut without any detainment. However, or Ein Sof that glitters and passes through the Masach downwards, meaning from Atzilut down to the worlds of Bia, is generally diminished because of this. And its essence is no longer regarding as Or Ein Sof. Well, this is already what we are calling the light of Tolada, of begetting.
Adam, for the words of the Ari. There are four bechinot in the hit'abut of the upper light. One, reception from the upper one, from the Elyon, called Chochma. Harchaka, distancing from Chochma, which is Bina. Chalon and a narrow nekev, which is Zeranpin. Four, Harchaka, distancing from Chochma and a narrow nekev, which is Malchut. Item four. This hit'abut, thickness of the Or, is because he who sees great light cannot tolerate it, if not through some distancing or some sort of a screen, or both. However, the Ein Sof shines in Keter de Atzilut, without any Masach and Harchaka, distancing at all. Hence the name of Keter is Ein Sof. Chochma receives through Keter, but Bina received the light of Ein Sof through Harchaka, through distancing, because now the Ein Sof is far from her and she can receive it. Zeranpin does not receive the light, but through a narrow nekev and a chalon. The Atzmut, the essence of the light, passes through that chalon without any masach. But there is no broad path, only a very narrow one. However, he is near, because there isn't a great distance between Bina and Zeranpin. Nevertheless, Nukva, the Zeranpin, receives her light through the Nekev and chalon, as does Zeranpin, but it is in Harchaka, in distancing. Again, Adam 4, the words of the Ari. There are four bechinot in the hit'abut, thickness of the upper light.
What does it mean that the upper light coarsening, hit'abut? Is there such thing? No, we never talk about the light. Rather, what are we talking about? The impression of the kelim. What are the kelim, the vessels? Who receives the light? Desire to receive cannot receive the returning light. Desire to receive cannot receive. It is a condition of the first restriction that the light is not revealed in the desire to receive. It was also prior in such way, but well, let's say. So, meaning, so what is its forming? Itabut, the light. The returning light become weaker, and the direct light, or yasha, within it, is also become weaker, diminishes. This is called itabut, become a coarser, or more thicker. So that's happening in the light, because this is how it is in the vessels. Because the light in itself isn't a coarsening, doesn't become more coarse. It's just the sensation that is within the kli. So there are 4 degrees in the coarsening of the upper light. Receiving from Elyon, being Chochmah. Hachaka, distancing from Chochmah, being Bina, that is distancing and doesn't want to be like in Chochmah. And this is called Bina, the opposite. Chalon and narrow Nekev, which is Yiranpin, meaning another Itabut, another coarsening. So you have to discern what is Chalon, a window, and what is a narrow Nekev, a narrow hole, which diminishes, which is Yiranpin. But it's not just weaker, there's not such thing as 20 or 40, 30, 20. Every change is an essential change in quality. It's a change in qualities of the kli. Yes? Let's say there was a red, then yellow, then green, then blue, as if it is the same light. However, every time it's something completely different. It's not that blue and less and less and less blue. It is a different shape, different form, different qualities. So, the harchaka called bina and chalon and neornekev, itabut, which is called ziranpin. And the itabut called harchaka, distancing from chokhmah and neornekev, is which is called Malchut. See what he says. There's no Chochmah, Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut. There is a desire to receive that is formed, is being coarser in order to receive the light. Hence, it becomes Chochmah, Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut. We are speaking only with respect to desire and the extent to which it become coarser or purer. Ave ozach, closer to bestowal or further from the light, more towards reception. It's nothing more than that. That's what we spoke. There is a restriction and returning light. Item 4. This itabut, coarsening of the O, of the light, is because he who sees a great light cannot tolerate it, if not through some distancing, hachaka, or sort of screen, or both. However, Einsof shines in Keter Datsilut without any masach and hachaka at all. Hence, the name of Keter Einsof. That's it. There's like Ati, Gadar, Hanpin, etc. Kitra, so-called. Chochmah receives through Keta. Meaning, both Chochmah that it receives is the light it receives from within Keta. But as if Keta and Chochmah both have no distancing in Chochmah. Rather, in Keta, the light isn't revealed, rather Keter, the source only. And in Chochmah, the light that it wants to pass is what reveals. But Bina received the Ein Sof through Harchaka, distancing. Because now Ein Sof is far from her, and she can receive it. Meaning, the itabut, the coarsening, become coarser of the light in Bina comes by its action called Harchaka. He will explain it below. Well, we'll wait. Otherwise. And Ziran Pin does not receive the or, but through a narrow nekev and a chalon. It's another form of distancing, of diminishing, of weakening the kli, the returning light. Which is, it's interesting. You see, he gives forms, different forms, the desire with the screen, with the returning light. That's say, in 80% bistol is called hachaka. Later on is 60% bistol is called chalon and nekevtsa. 40% bistol called chalon and nekevtsa and hachaka. Meaning it already begins the coarseness of the screen or the intensity of Or Chozer begin to give us forms, shapes. How a quantitative element become a qualitative element so that it gives us forms. Also the forms in our world come from that. There is no form. How is it depicted in our brain? Only by all those forms that he explained to us here. Yes? He says about Ziran Pin, but it is close. Ziran Pin does not receive the or, but through a narrow nekev and chalon. The atzmut of that or passes through that chalon without any masach. There are no screens as yet, no masachim. But there is no broad path, only a very narrow one. So, but it is near. However, he is near, hence it is called without a masach. So, chalon is restricted. Has nothing to do with the screen? Because there isn't a great distance between Bina and Ziran Pin. Nevertheless, Nukva de Ziran Pin receive her or through Nekev and Chalon, does as Ziran Pin does, but it is in Hachaka. So it's all with a restriction, a limitation more correctly. Well, fine. Read item one.
Item one explains the matter, this itabut of the or, of the light. This avyut, coarseness, has already been explained. It does not appear in the light at once, since it is opposite from the light. Instead, it hangs down from the zach, the pure, to the slightly more av, coarsed, and from there to a coarser one, until it completes its avyut, coarseness, called bechinat daled, or malchut. These four bechinot are called Chokhma, Bina, Ziran Pin, and Malchut, and must be present in every emanated, in every Netzal. The reason for the necessity and the definition of these four bechinot has been explained thoroughly above.
Well, we spoke about it, four bechinot of direct light, yes?
Studied, therefore, are relying it and do not bring it here due to its length, though every word of it is needed.
Well, okay, but he doesn't explain to us for the time being. He did not explain what Nekev, Chalon, and Hachaka are. Yes, that this is what's important to us. What are the essential changes in all the revelation of those ta'abut, coarseness.
You explained before that the ta'abut, coarseness of the light, means diminishing the direct light and the reflected light.
We are not speaking of the direct light in and of itself, rather we are speaking only with respect to the receivers. As usually, yes. We're always with respect to the person who attains, it is written. Hence, we are not speaking of direct light. Rather, we are speaking that direct light, returning light, or chozer, is a force of the screen, and as a consequence, it diminishes. It is getting a more core, so-called. Hence, the direct light in it, or yashar, is also in accordance to it, because the degree of direct light is determined by the degree of returning light.
Why is it weakened, the strength of the masach? Why does it diminish? Why does it weaken?
It weakens because, as it happened to us in the five patsufim of Adam Kadmon, the same happens also in the patsufim of Atzilut, where we begin from the greatest masach and continue to the smallest masachim by zivug daka of bitush pnim umakif, the inner and surrounding bitush.
There's a process here where the light becomes coarser. This is what we study here, right? So you're saying that the starter for the thickness of the light is the weakening of the masach.
Of course, yes, of course. It depends only on the screen.
So why is it weakening? I don't get it. There is a process of the light becoming coarser. And at the end of this process, what do we get? A desire?
We learn in the second part how patsuf ab become out of Patsuf Gelgalta and then Sag Mindbon. That the whole process occurred because the same light, say that Gelgalta did not receive, remain as surrounding light. And it feasing the screen in the taboo and demand to be received. And because the Kli is unable to receive it in order to bestow, then the screen purifies. It decides that it purifies the screen and it raises the masach from tabu to pe de rosh, and then comes the coarseness of the new Hashim, instead of dalet dalet, dalet gimel, and the patsuf of ab emerges on that. Meaning the bitush of pnimu makif, inner and surrounding, is the reason for the purification of the masach and the begetting of the new patsuf, accordingly here. However, here he adds, after we study the five patsufim of Ak, after we learn Keter and the four phases of direct light that emerges from Keter, after we learn Kamekaven and Lo Kamekaven, desire or doesn't desire, in short, in what, we learn about those four degrees, yes? Whether he's in intention and whether he's willing to distance from it or not. And later on, as we learned the different variations of desires, in short, the available and the desirable, being capable or incapable, in intention or incapable in the deed also, then now we are learning how all these discernments, which are the same, it only depends how we express them, how they are expressed in the worlds of Bia. That's all. So he says the following: in Atzilut, you have already, beside Keter being Kitra, as I said, the head of Atzilut, Rosh of Atzilut, you have Chochmah bin Azran bin Malchut, being Zeran bin Recha, Abanima, Zanpin and Malchut. So he calls the lights in it as the light of Chochmah is the Etzem, the essence. The light of Bina is distancing, Hachaka. Ziranpin is Chalon and Nekev Tzar. And Malchut is Chalon, Nekev Tzar and Hachaka, distancing. These are the forms of formation. So you're asking, what is the reason for it? For the Itabut it's the bitush pnimum makif. Is the bitush that we learn in Galgalta. Here is the descendants or diminishment of the shimot after the breaking of the vessels from metzach the sag. Yes.
What is the need for this itabut, for this becoming coarser?
I'll tell you briefly because the lesson is running out. The need in itabut is for the light to depart after the kli, and the kli reveal its entire self, its entire aviut, to see how opposite it is to the light. And then once the kli begin to discover a desire for the light and the light cloth, then it would be needed by the kli. And then the kli, it will reveal to the kli all its discernments. This is called that the Creator wants to be revealed within the creatures. How does he write? And when the light will return, so, well, what does he write about that? To bring it to its previous state, was it in Pticha or a preface? What is the reason for the restriction and all this distancing? But later on, as the returning light appears, the kli can reveal it due to its deficiency, in short.
Now let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite.
The world is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives, what is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite.